So this story takes place 7 years ago when I was a nurse. I was at a different hospital. I've seen a few Hopkins administrators here, so you don't. I can already see you reaching for your phone calling risk management or something. So don't worry about that. So I'm a particular type of nurse. I'm a psychiatric nurse, okay? I've worked in psychiatry for my whole career. You kind of lose touch on what interesting stories are, like interesting work stories. You tend to silence everyone else, you know. There's this guy, Barry, at work, and he leaves his milk cartons in the fridge for 3 days, and they smell. And I'm like, there's another guy named Jeff who ate his pillowcase today. So, anyways, this story takes place 7 years ago. So I was kind of a neophyte nurse. I was new and getting used to psychiatry and how that worked. Very important job, working in psychiatry. A lot of times you're working with underdogs, people forgotten, and it's a very fulfilling work, I gotta say. You know, we see a lot of different stuff. A lot of different stuff comes into the unit. Like I said, it kind of becomes, you don't know what's interesting and what's not after a while, but this was an interesting case. A mother and daughter presented to our unit for admission. The daughter had dragged the mother in. And we go into the admitting room, and the daughter says, "Mom, tell him why you're here." And the mom says, "It's nothing. It's nothing." Daughter says, "Mom, tell him why you're here." And of course, you know, when anyone is resistant, I want to make it a safe environment for them. So I say, "Look, you know, anything you tell me, it's okay. We're here to listen, okay?" And the mother says, "It's nothing. I haven't been getting a lot of sleep." And so that's, you know, a common co-occurrence with psychiatric disorders. So I said, "That's okay. You know, that's definitely something we can work on here. Is there anything else?" And daughter says, "Mom, tell him why you're not getting a lot of sleep. It's nothing." The daughter says, "You gotta tell him or I'm gonna tell him." I said, "Look, it's okay, you can tell me." "Well, I'm not getting a lot of sleep because my husband keeps coming upstairs in the middle of the night and making himself a full meal and then making a bunch of noise, cleaning the plates and putting them all away and then down back to the basement he goes every night." I said, "Well, I don't know if that's a psychiatric disorder yet." She says, "Yeah, I know, it just keeps me up." The daughter says, "Mom, tell him why that's not okay." The mother says, "I don't need to, it's nothing." The daughter says, "My father died in Desert Storm." Okay. So I said, "Is this true?" The mother says, "Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, it's his ghost. He always liked to eat at night. His ghost comes upstairs, makes all this food, cleans the plates, goes back downstairs." So, we ask the normal questions, you know, "Have you ever seen him?" "Well, no, I don't want to get out of my room. He's a ghost. I don't want to see a ghost." Right? So, we said, "Well, do you find that weird that you've never seen him and that the dishes are always clean and they're always put back?" "Well, no, you know, he's a tidy ghost." "Okay, sure." So we admit this unit to our this woman to our unit. And we say she has a fixed auditory hallucination. Most hallucinations are auditory. They're not visual. Okay, so this is pretty normal. And also with grieving, especially grieving that doesn't go well, we call it complicated grief. There can be delusions, hallucinations. You can hear the voice of a loved one that you lost. It's normal. So we admit her to the unit, start her on a course of antidepressants, some antipsychotic medication. About a week and a half goes by. And they're not really doing much. But to tell you the truth, you know what was kind of weird? Is when people come in and they're psychotic, you kind of know they're psychotic. They're usually talking to themselves. They don't establish very good eye contact. We say they're internally preoccupied, which means they're having a kind of a dialogue in their head. This woman really didn't have any of that. She just seemed pretty normal, except that her dead ghost husband was making, you know, spaghetti every night at 2 a.m. All of a sudden, one night, I think it was the middle of the second week that she was there, her daughter called in a panic. She says, "I need to come in right now." And I said, "Well, it's 9 at night. You know, we can set up a family meeting and get a social worker there, talk to you about the treatment plan." She says, "I need to come in right now." Okay. His daughter comes in, and man, she looked terrible. She looked totally frazzled. So we said, "Do you want to go in your mom's room and talk?" She says, No, I need to talk to you alone." I said, "Okay." So we go into a side office, and she begins to explain. She says, "You know, my mother, you know, ever since Dad went, she started collecting things. You know, things started stacking up in her house, newspapers, old boxes of junk. You know, she started hoarding. She never let me touch any of it. You know, she had this organization system, but it was floor to ceiling, boxes, books, and papers. And I figured, you know, she was here. It was the first time she was out of her home for a while. I thought I'd go over there and I'd clean up a bit. So that's what I did, and went to her room and I tidied that up in the living room and the kitchen, and I went down to the basement. A lot of papers in the basement. I was cleaning them and I was stacking them, and I found this big box of old stuff. Stuff from when I was a baby. So I opened it, started looking through, reminiscing. And then I turned my head to the side, and on the floor, I saw my dad sleeping. I know, right? I mean, I don't even know. I mean, probably out loud. I was like, "Holy shit. Wow. Awesome." So, no, I said, "What?" Yeah, he's sleeping on the floor. I saw him. So immediately I start to, you know, fit it into a logical framework. I say, "Well, maybe this mother and daughter, they've been talking about this for so long. Maybe it's like a shared delusion. Maybe there's starting to be like enmeshment, like their ideas, these thoughts are starting to collude with." And I said, "Well, did you sure you saw him lying there?" "Oh yeah, he's out in the waiting room right now." We go out there, and there's her dad just sitting there in a waiting room chair. And, well, we discharged the mother and admitted the father. He was a John Doe in Desert Storm and was brought back to a domicile in Virginia. He had head trauma and severe PTSD, and he lived there for many years and mostly didn't talk and had huge memory problems. But one day, he walked out of the front door of that domicile and walked to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to his house, crawled into the basement window, found a nice pile of blankets, and fell asleep. And just like he always did, he'd wake up at night, make himself a huge meal, clean up the plates, and go back to bed.
Matt Manning shared his story earlier this week in front of a live audience at Center Stage as part of the Stoop Storytelling series. You can hear all the stories from the Stoop online at stoopstorytelling.com.